Welcome to Big Brother Sister Speak, where we discuss the latest season of Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 11, Big Brother 10. Let's get started.
Okay. I'm glad it's back on because TV watching has been kind of bleak. First of all, I guess we ought to explain how come we've been gone all summer just about.
Okay.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Well, we was kind of taking a vacation.
Yeah, self-imposed vacation. Yeah,
because, see, I don't do anything but, you know, talk in the microphone. You do all the technical stuff.
Yeah.
So you was kind of lax.
No, I was just kind of tired, and we never could gel when we wanted to do an episode of our Sisters Interview podcast.
That's true.
Was what we were supposed to do after our last final episode of season 9.
Right.
So that was like the end of April.
But that writer's strike and all the shows ending like mid-season and all that stuff, that was just so messy that we just got off schedule.
Very off schedule.
Yeah.
But we are back now for Big Brother 10, and I am very excited for the start. Are you?
Well, yeah. Yes and no. And okay, we'll get into that yes and no later. But anyway. Okay, so this episode, what we thought we would do is we're going to go through and just kind of talk about the house guests because CBS has now put up the 13 house guests that are going to be participating in Big Brother 10. So, and we're just going to, you know, talk about what we think, you know, might be, they might be, or, you know, drama in the house or whatever. So, who do you want to start with?
Well, let's start with Brian.
Okay. Go ahead. Oh, okay. Well,
Brian is 27. He is from San Francisco via Elk Grove, California. So he's from California.
I hate when they say that.
Well, most people are transplants.
I'm from whatever.
And he is a telecommunications account manager, which basically means he works for
AT&T probably.
Yeah.
Sprint, or Verizon or somebody.
Somebody. And he is single. What do you think?
Well,
it also
he
says...
He looks okay.
Yeah, it also says he was in the College of the Air Force and received an associate college degree, and he served in the Air Force for 6 years.
Yeah, but what I think is interesting about him is he's a telecommunications account manager now, but he has worked as an investment banker and international military recruiter. I would think that would be neat.
And a snowboarder.
That's kind of, well, probably the snowboarder was probably when he was much younger.
Yeah.
You know, because, you know, like, I'm thinking 1920 or something. But an international military recruiter, I would think he would really know how to talk to people then.
Well, you would hope.
Yeah, you would hope. Yeah.
He likes sports. They say he's a guy's guy. And is single and never been married.
Yeah, but he's probably going to get along well with the women because it says that he was raised around several tough and feisty Italian women. So that means he's going to know how to deal with women, I think.
He's not bad looking. He just looks like everybody else that they usually put on these shows.
Yeah.
So who else do you have? Who's next on your list?
Next on my list is Angie.
Now, she looks interesting to me.
Angie is 29 years old. She's from Orlando, Florida, via Virginia Beach. Okay. That means she's a Southern person.
Right.
Anyway, she says she's a Korean-American tomboy. And she's a recent divorcee, which means she's been married with no kids. You know what, though? I'm kind of liking her. I think she's going to know how to deal with people, and I think she'll be a very patient person because it says she is a devoted sister to her mentally disabled brother, and she gets really angry when people, you know, make fun of him or, you know, do anything like that. So I think she's probably going to be a very patient personality.
Oh, well, you never know.
Yeah. I think she will. She likes, although she's probably a party person. Check this out. In her bio, she says She is proud that she was the Guinness chugging champion for women at Irish Kevin's Bar in Key West.
So
that means she was a drinker at one time.
Right. Well, there's a lot of people who'd like that.
Oh, but see, I like her already. She's going to be one of my favorites because she says she's crazy about her miniature dash hound whose name is Dixie.
Now, what I'm liking so far about, well, we've only gone through two people, but already they're not 21-year-olds.
No, this is an older group,
I think. They're a little bit older so
far. I'm really liking. But, you know, I like this girl because, well, not only because she's got a little dash hound. Dash hound's one of my favorite little dogs. But she also says, she loves tattoos. And she has a couple tattoos. Now, I can't remember which one of these people, but once we get to it, one of the guys, he does not like tattoos. So that's going to be some kind of clash.
That's going to be interesting.
Yeah. So, okay.
Well, I mean, it's hard to tell just by looking at these people what they're going to be like. Mm-hmm. But so far, at least they've already gotten some other person of slight color. And I'll say slight.
Well, yeah, she is Korean-American, but, you know. Okay, who we got next?
We've got Memphis, 25, from Los Angeles, California, via Tennessee. So he is Southern.
What you bet his
country.
Name? What you bet his name is really not Memphis, though. I like that for a name, though, but
yeah,
I bet he made that up or something.
And it says he's a mixologist, which is basically a bartender.
That's what it is. It's a bartender. He's trying
to be
fly.
Well, he's saying it shouldn't be confused as a bartender, but that's what it is.
I'm going to tell you, for me, he's a cute kid. And for me, I'm going to like this guy. He used to sell fake Nike sports shoes on the street corner. Now, you know he's a hustler. So he's going to know how to talk his way in and out of stuff, I think. So I think he's going to probably add some drama to the house.
And he also has a little doggy named Diesel, a little Doberman Pinscher.
Oh.
So.
Is it a miniature?
No, it doesn't say a miniature.
Yeah, he's going to be another one probably relates to the girls because it says his father died when he was younger. So he's real close to his mom. So, you know, he's probably going to be pretty, pretty good.
So far, they're all kind of. Nobody really stands out as being different.
No, well, not yet, anyway.
Okay,
we got some different folk in there.
Who do you have next?
I went that order. Oh. Okay, let's talk about April. April is 30 years old, and she is from Higley, Arizona, via Arlington, Nebraska. Now, I know some places in Nebraska, but I've never heard of Arlington, so I don't know where that is.
I don't either.
It says she's a financial manager, and she has a bachelor's in sports and fitness management. But she's currently working as a financial manager at a car dealership.
Huh.
This girl says she's got OCD.
Oh, Lord.
And she says she can't sleep unless she knows everything in the refrigerator's lined up just properly.
Oh, well, see, she's going to go crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we can already tell. Okay, let me just put a little prediction in there.
April going to have some issues.
April is going to have a nervous breakdown by the end of this show. Because that house gets nasty. You got all those people in there doing their own thing. And there's no way you're going to be able to keep a house
now
with the OCD person.
I think this is real interesting. She has an identical twin sister who is pregnant at the same time. And they both have the same tattoo on their lower back.
Oh.
She's a pet lover, too, though. It says she has a Siamese cat named George. Oh, check this girl out. You know what her favorite activities are?
What?
She said watching sports, grilling outside. Now, see, that's like you. You like to grill. Bowling and having sex.
Okay.
Lord. Now, I would not even put that in there. I wouldn't have done it.
And she's 30.
She's 30 years old.
So far, she's the oldest one.
So far, yeah.
And she's cute, but I think she's going to be one of the most crazy.
she's going to be...
She looks a tad...
A little crazy, simply because she describes herself as OCD. I wonder if she takes medication for it. Because, you know, they do have medication.
But I don't think... Does medication make you not...
It makes you... Yeah, well, it makes you... It helps you to be less compulsive.
Well, she's going to be crazy because she's going to have lack of sleep. And that house is just going to drive her nuts.
Okay.
Not having everything in line.
Well, let's talk about Brother Man.
Okay, so now we go to Ollie, 27, hometown of Minneapolis, Minnesota, via Des Moines, Iowa. So he's a Midwestern boy.
The main thing about Ollie is he's a PK.
What's a PK?
A preacher's kid.
Oh, is that?
That's what PK means. Yeah.
I've never.
Preacher's kid.
Never heard of that.
That is a little old school, but hey.
That's old.
But he is a PK, which means that he is probably going to be drinking more than anybody else.
Well, okay.
Cussing stuff. You know? Even though he says he don't cuss and he don't drink.
Okay. He grew up in a Pentecostal family, which...
Now, for those of y'all that don't know, a Pentecostal church is where they, like, speak in tongues and stuff during their ceremony.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I've been to one. It's kind of strange.
Well, it's just different.
It's just it's different, but I can't get into all that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he says his father is his hero because he totally supported his entire family, his mother, three sisters, and two brothers for 2 decades. Well, he should have.
That's what he's
supposed
to do.
Why is that rare?
Well,
it is rare, but I mean, why should that be extra mention?
I hate to say it, but you know, didn't Barack Obama just get some flack for telling black men you need to take care of your kids?
Well, he shouldn't have.
Well, but he did. So anyway, so that's why I'm assuming... He now, thinks it's a
now on this
good thing
bio, it says that he doesn't drink, smoke, or curse and stays true to the values he was raised with as a child. But I don't know if you watched the videos that were on the CBS website.
Yeah, I did.
And Julie Chen is on there, and she kind of describes some of the people. And she mentions that he just lost his virginity a few years ago and is making up for lost time. So he's probably a...
I told you.
Party.
I told you. You know, when I was a kid, the baddest kids in our social group were the PKs. The preacher's kid, because they could get away with everything. They drank the most. They cussed the most. They would go in the little neighborhood grocery store and steal. They did all kind of stuff. So trust me, he's going to be drinking and smoking and cussing.
Oop, Ollie,
mm-hmm.
You better watch out.
But he seems like a nice person, though.
Yeah.
He's a marketing sales rep, which means that, you know, he's gonna know how to sell himself. You know what I mean? So he might do okay with the people initially.
I just hope he's not over the top.
I don't think he will, but I can't say that for Sister Girl coming up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we'll wait till we get to Sister Girl coming up.
Okay, well, the next one on the cast list is Michelle.
Okay, Michelle.
Now, to me, okay, just before you even go there.
No.
To me, Michelle looks like one of them girls that will cut your butt if you cross her.
She looks like a fighter, huh?
She looks like she can fight.
She's cute, though. She got this long, curly hair.
She's from Cumberland, Rhode Island. She's a realtor, and she's 28. So, see, we're still on the upper end of 20s here.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And she's single. And says she studied real estate with Remax, raised in a large Portuguese family. So, she's Portuguese. Okay.
Which means that she probably got a fiery temper. I think that's what they're trying to say in this bio.
Oh, see, well, there you go. It says she was the only person to jump up at her brother's wedding when the priest asked if there were any objections.
Oh, now see, that'd be me.
Oh, no.
I would do that, too. If I didn't like who one of my brothers was marrying,
Lord.
I would say something.
At that point, just let it go.
I would say something.
She's an avid animal lover and has a dog named Ralph Lauren, a pair of cats, Tiger and Cookie, and a rabbit named Bugsy. A bird and three fishes. Ooh, I bet her house stinks.
Oh, I don't think so.
Ooh.
I think that's nice, though.
All of them animals?
That means that she's probably hyper, so she probably can give that many pets attention. But she's also got to have a certain amount of patience, too. Because, you know, with pets, you have to be patient.
Yeah.
So, That's what I'm thinking.
She I might like her.
Yeah, I think I'm going to like her. Oh, I'm going to really like her. Check this out. She enjoys Portuguese food, of course, and she smokes an occasional cigar. Now, see, I like that.
You know the people are going to be smoking.
And this is what I like about her. Yeah, I'm going to like her because it says, her bio says, she is the most proud of the trophies and medals she won in running competitions and marathon she ran in Australia at the age of 15. So I used to run track too, and I got trophies and stuff. So yeah, I'm gonna like her. Go ahead, girl. And she looks pretty fit too.
I'm sure all these people are fit. I don't think they're gonna have any unfit people.
I don't know about Jerry. Jerry's cute though.
He is 75 years old.
This is the oldest person Big Brother has ever
had. I think it is.
Ever. Oh, I know. This is season 10, but this is the oldest person they've ever had.
Now, little Jerry is from Magnolia, Texas.
Okay, Texas guy.
Via Wilkes-Barre. Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And he's married.
Mm-hmm.
He said he is a diehard Big Brother fan and hasn't missed one episode in all of 9 seasons. He watches Showtime After Dark and the 24/7 feed. Now, I know Jerry has had some shocks.
Well, no,
watching the live feed.
I don't think so, because this is what I'm looking so forward to Jerry,
oh,
because
Lord.
If he has watched it all the seasons, he's going to know how to game play. He should know how to game play.
But what I'm thinking of is Jerry, you know, people on Big Brother are crazy, especially last season.
That's true.
He has seen some stuff he don't need to be seeing at 75 years old.
Well, he's been married 54 years. He done seen it all.
True, but I bet he ain't seen all that.
Yeah. It says here, his wife was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease, so that's kind of sad, too. And they've been married 54 years.
That's amazing.
To be married to the same person, I think that's great. He volunteers at an abandoned animal rescue. He serves as a property manager, and he enjoys playing cards. Oh, I'm with you, Jerry, because, see, I can play some spades. And working out at the gym. Go ahead. He's 75.
Now, what I kind of like about Jerry, too, is that he left high school in the 10th grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then, I guess, probably to work, you know,
right,
back then. And then he said, it says at age 38, he returned to college and earned a bachelor's degree and in marketing management.
Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
That's
so he
neat.
Went back.
See?
And
He looks like he's going to be fun. And I think probably what's going to happen is the young people in the house, they're probably going to forget about the fact that he's 75. I bet you. Because he looks pretty fit to me.
Well, hopefully, Jerry, they don't do a lot. You know how a lot of the challenges are physical.
Yeah, that's true.
So hopefully Jerry doesn't get knocked out just because he's older. He's the oldest. Mm-hmm. You know how they always gang up on somebody.
Maybe not, though. Okay, let's get to Libra. Now, sister girl, her mama named her Libra. Just like the astrological sign. So, you know, okay.
That's not a bad name.
Well, you know.
She's from Spring, Texas.
She's
31. She's married and human resource representative.
She's 31.
Now, it starts off by talking about she is a staunch Democrat and Obama supporter.
Yeah. Which means she's probably going to be very vocal about that.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
And, you know, there's already issues with some overzealous supporters doing things to people and saying things to people. So hopefully sister girl will keep her mouth shut. But, you know, one of the most interesting things about her is that she has 3 kids. She has a 4-year-old, which that's young to leave anyway.
Right.
But then she's got 4-month-old twins.
Yes.
That are genetically 2 different races. One is genetically black and one is genetically Caucasian.
I know, that's interesting.
Which means, of course, she married to a white man.
That's
so
very interesting. That's happened a couple of times before. They had
it's
that,
rare,
story.
But it does happen.
Yeah, they had a story on that several years ago, I remember. She says that she has a relationship with her mother, but doesn't know her father. Met him one time that she can remember. She considers politics very important and has voted in every election that she was eligible.
So you know she's going to be talking.
Right.
Which is going to get her in trouble.
Probably.
Yeah.
She also was a college athlete. She played volleyball in the NCAA division.
That means that girl's going to be very, very athletic.
Maybe. I mean,
but
after a while.
That would probably also mean that she knows how to play as a member of a team. So she may be able to blend in. See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see how.
This is what I think is interesting about her. She's a very attractive black woman, too. Very attractive. And she says the men she is attracted to include Jude Law, Rob Lowe, Matthew McConaughey, and Nick from Big Brother 8. she don't have Denzel in there nowhere.
She's married to a white man.
But that's not the point.
So apparently she's attractive. Obviously she's not attracted to a Denzel.
But
type.
That's not the point. I was married to a black man, but hey, Brad Pitt was my pick.
Right, but well, why is that surprising if she's married to
I don't know, a
white man and then she doesn't list anyone but white men on her list of good looking actors? That's not surprising to me.
I just thought it was kind of surprising.
Okay, so you're going to have a lot of comments about her.
Probably so, because I can tell right now, Sister Girl probably going to say a bunch of stuff that I don't
now,
like.
Her name ain't Sister Girl.
Libra.
Libra. Mm. All right. Okay, so next up is Steven.
Now, I like him already.
He is 35, so he's also, besides Jerry, one of the oldest.
He's from Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah.
Opelousas, Louisiana.
And he's a rodeo competitor.
Yes.
Now, he says he's a champion bull rider in the gay rodeo circuit.
I didn't even know okay. There was one.
See, I was just going to say, first of all, I didn't know that rodeo was separate like that.
I didn't either.
I mean, what? The other cowboys don't want a gay cowboy?
Well, maybe they want
bull roping or something?
Maybe they want their own rodeo.
Well, now that could be too.
So they don't have to mess with it. But, you know.
That could be, too.
I don't know. I've never
heard
of it.
Yeah, see, that just really did surprise me, though. But now, Steven is very cute.
He is cute.
He's very cute. And he looks like he's going to be really, really fun.
And he's smart. He says he went to Sam Houston State University, as well as the University of North Texas, mm-hmm. and earned a bachelor's degree in general agriculture and marketing.
Mm-hmm.
He's also worked on a master's degree in applied geography.
Mm.
So
he probably wants to do something like, you know, out in the land and stuff.
So he also likes animals, of course, mm-hmm. since he's in the rodeos. And mm-hmm. has, did you read that?
Oh, no.
Peyton, a one-eyed miniature dash hound.
So him and the other girl are going to get along because she got a little miniature dash hound, too, named Dixie.
Angie.
Mm-hmm. But he got a one-eyed one. Oh, something must have happened to its little eye.
That's sad.
But, you know, I think I'm going to like him. And did you notice his, film?
The video?
The video on CBS. He said that he gets along well with women and that most women try to change him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, and tell him, you know, well, I know you want to date me and stuff. He says, and I, you know, I tell him all the time, I'm sorry, but you just don't have what I want. Which I think that's going to be real funny in the house. So he's cute. I like him.
He is cute.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to Rennie.
Now, Rennie is 53 from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's mm-hmm. a beauty salon owner and is married.
Mm-hmm.
She's cute.
She's
very cute.
I think she's going to be strange.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I think. I mean, and I don't mean that in a bad way, but she's going to be strange. The woman's got to be smart, though. She runs her own business.
Yes.
She has her own salon and runs her own business. So you have to have some kind of mental power. And plus, she's studied a lot, like in London and New York and you know, different places in her profession. So the woman's got to be smart. I like her, though, because she has outfits and wigs for all social occasions.
Why do you think she's going to be strange? Nothing in her
because
bias tells me she's strange.
She has a costume, according to her bio anyway, she has costumes and wigs and everything just to perform.
Well, first of all, she's from New Orleans.
Mm. Yeah, Mardi Gras and stuff, I guess. Yeah. You know.
And anytime there, you have a party, you gonna do it up.
That's true.
She's a hair salon owner, so she does hair.
Right.
And a lot
well,
of...
Well, okay, but her bio says she does impersonations of Elvis, Judy Garland, and Marilyn Monroe at parties.
That's probably where all of her costumes and stuff come from. So she's going to be the entertainment. She'll be entertaining. She might get on people's nerves.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think that's strange. I think she might just get on people's nerves if she's always trying to entertain. But
yeah, it could be.
That's more drama for us. Bring it on. And then, you know, they did say, too, on that video, Julie Chen said, this is the first time since season 3 that everyone in the house is a stranger.
That's true. Nobody knows it.
So I wonder what the little twist is going to be.
They're not telling what the twist is.
I know. I noticed that.
Okay, let's go to Dan. Dan is 24 years old, so he's one of the younger ones. And he's from Dearborn, Michigan. Oh, Lord. He's a Catholic school teacher. He's a Catholic school teacher, which means he's going to be probably very, very, very conservative. He has a master's degree in kinesiology, which is the science of human movement.
What?
Kinesiology is the science of human movement. They study how your body moves and functions and why. That's what that is. He's currently working as a teacher in an all-boys Catholic school.
Okay, I'm already not into him because he says that, you know, he's talking about he's a conservative, not a fan of liberals, and doesn't think America would have been ready for a female president, which I don't know if they would have been ready either. But he's talking about if Hillary Clinton had one, he would have moved out of the country.
Now,
that ain't even necessary.
He's on my nerves anyway because, see, I like Hillary Clinton. You know, I wanted her for president because she is a woman. So, you know, yeah, I'm going to be watching him because, you know, he's already on my nerve. but he is a cute little guy. But check this out. He describes vegans as weird. Oh, now see, tree huggers, and believes that religion is important and that it helps to establish basic values. I agree, but you know what? I bet he's going to be trying to whomp everybody.
Well, I will say one thing.
With this religion thing.
I have known some vegans, and some of them have been weird. Not all of them.
No, that's true.
Some of them are strange. But one girl that I knew was orange.
Well,
her skin was orange.
That's because they wasn't eating enough.
I don't know. What makes your what are you not eating that makes your skin orange?
I don't know.
The poor thing, and she was always cold. I said, she needs some meat.
Now, he's the one that's... shut up. He's the one that Angie's going to have a problem with. Because he thinks tattoos are trashy. And that piercings are for freaks. So, yeah, they're going to be some problems.
Yeah, and that's... he's also the one that... what's her name?
Angie?
No, the host.
Julie Chen.
Julie Chen said... will have a lot of problems with the women in the house.
Oh, yeah. Because he's conservative.
And he's got these opinions that are very
probably very patriarchal. You know?
Yeah.
Women are supposed to do this.
I think
Dan's
in there to be hated.
Yeah, that could be.
At least it looks like they're swaying it that way.
Now, I have to admit, Keisha, when I was just reading the names, I thought that was going to be a black girl. But she's a real cute blonde girl named Keisha. So that was shocking for me right there.
She lives in Burbank, California via Sterling, Ohio.
And she's very cute.
And she's a waitress and she's 29.
Mm-hmm.
See, this is good because they don't have just one or two 30-year-olds. They've got a lot of people gathered up around the 30s and then a couple little young ones and Jerry, who's really old.
And then
the other lady.
Rennie. Who's
53. So this is going to be a little better.
Yeah.
She graduated from high school and came out to L.A. to pursue a career in modeling. She now works at Hooters, which she loves.
Now, see, I like that because to me, that's honest.
She has been featured in Hooters calendars and aspires to become part of the management team. She loves animals, another animal lover, and has a shih tzu named Gizmo and is a proud member of PETA.
Aww.
She doesn't eat red meat, and her favorite food is pizza, hands down.
Okay. See, I like the fact that she works at Hooters and she likes working at Hooters, you know, because the women who tend to work at Hooters, they always get, all you hear is bad stuff, you know, bad stuff about them or about the place. Oh, they wear skimpy this and skimpy that, and which is not true, but she's a very cute girl.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
So we'll see how she does.
Yeah, we'll see how she does and see how the other women interact with her.
And our last house guest is Jesse.
Jesse. Oh, he's real young, too.
22.
Actually, he's the youngest.
I think he is.
Because Dan was 24.
Okay.
So, Jesse is 22 years old. So
he lives young. In Huntington Beach, California, via Rudd, Iowa. Mm-hmm. Professional bodybuilder, and he is single.
Okay.
He graduated from high school in Iowa. His goal is to be an inspirational figure to people who want to lose weight, get fit, or pursue a drug-free bodybuilding lifestyle.
Now, that's good. That's a good goal.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Not too bad. He doesn't look that big, though, but you could tell he's got muscles on his picture.
Yeah. His upper body's very built up,
though. His head's kind of small, though.
Well, but you don't want a real big head.
No.
You know. I like this guy because it says when he was 19, he worked as a train conductor for the Union Pacific Railroad. I think that would, what a different kind of neat job,
mm-hmm.
You know, that's different. Mm-hmm. And he likes hip hop music and Kanye West is his favorite artist. See, I would never put that with him.
No, I wouldn't either.
I would never put that with him, but that's what he likes. Okay.
Yeah. And you know, the rest of the bio is kind of boring.
Well, you know, it's just got their little likes and dislikes and stuff. So, well, all in all, until we know what the little twist is going to be, I mean, it looks like a very diverse group of people.
Yeah, and I'm liking the fact that they're a little bit older than normal, than the normal casts have
been. Yeah, because I don't like and it that when they got all those 21-year-olds.
Yeah.
Because they're too silly.
And I like the fact that they're all strangers, and I'm hoping that maybe since they haven't announced a twist, there won't really be a big twist.
Maybe to just be like season one, straight Big Brother.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which to me would be great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could have a twist where they evict someone and maybe bring, you know, when they get down to like evicting five people, bring one back or something like that. But not something crazy like the X Factor or what was the other one?
Oh, that
the twins.
America's Player. That was the worst thing ever.
It could have been good, but they
told him what to do.
They messed it up.
Right. They told him what to do. Mm-hmm. If it would have been totally the public telling him what to do, it would have been much better. But they told him what to do. Because otherwise, Nick and Danielle would have been gone long, long, long ago. Ooh, I can't believe I even said their names, Lord.
I can't either.
Oh, Lord.
I really can't.
Okay.
Now, do you know anything about the schedule? It looks like it's going to be on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays like normal.
Yeah, I think that they're trying to keep that format because that's what people are the most used to. Sundays are going to be the head of household thing, and then Tuesdays to be the head of household and the nominations.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesdays would be the power veto, and Wednesdays would be the
eviction.
So, and people are very comfortable with that schedule. And are used to that schedule, so they'd be crazy to stop it.
So I'm thinking that maybe we can just keep on what we tried to do last season, season 9, is to do a show on eviction day.
Okay.
Or, I don't know, we'll figure out how it's going to work. I mean,
yeah.
Usually when we plan something, doesn't quite work out that way, so we end up changing it anyhow.
That's true, but I mean, we'll probably do our podcast. It makes sense to do it on eviction day. And then we can go through, since we're only going to do one a week.
Yeah, I think so.
It makes more sense because, you know, we can go back and talk about some of the things
now,
that
what
happened.
Now, what I'm really excited about is that our friends, Babe and Mimi at the Big Brother Leva, are going to come back with their podcast. I have really been missing hearing what they have to say about Big Brother.
Yay.
They totally hated Big Brother 9.
Yes.
After Big Brother 8 and the people that you mentioned before that I won't mention.
Yes.
They kind of gave up on Big Brother, and then when they turned into the winter season of 9, they were like, oh, no. No, we're not going to be able to do this.
Right.
So I'm really hoping that they like this season and continue doing the podcast, because I really like listening to them and what they have to say.
So shout out to Babe and Mimi. And
shout out.
We can't wait till you're back.
There's a lot of different podcasts that have cropped up, and I'm interested to listen to the ones that I haven't listened to before.
That's true. Now, we're going to also start podcasting just our regular Sisters in Review podcast, because there are some, in my opinion, halfway good reality shows coming on. You know, I've got to see this G's to Gents.
On MTV.
And I don't really watch MTV much, but, you know, I've been seeing commercials on it, and I just have got to watch that show. I cannot imagine. It's going to be like Charm School, only with the guys.
MTV has some really good reality shows.
They do.
And they were kind of one of the innovators with reality TV way back with the Real World. When it first came out, like 10.
But, you know, I'm also liking the programming on this new station that came on DirecTV anyway called TV Land. And that's the station that has this show, She's Got the Look, which is a modeling show like America's Next Top Model, only it's for women 50, 40, 35. I think the youngest person was 35.
Yeah, I think they're all over 35.
Yeah, so, and that has been very, very good, actually. It's been pretty good. And George Foreman is also going to have a reality show on TV Land starting, actually, it's this upcoming week.
I'm not sure about that one.
I'm going to watch at least one or two episodes because I want to see what it is. But my favorite show to like, that they call a reality show where you just, you know, watch how people live and what they do day to day, and that's Run.
Run's House. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Reverend Run. I really like that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think that does it for today,
and looking forward to Sunday night's premiere of Big Brother 10. I think that'll do it. Oh, just to let everyone know, if you would like to send us some feedback, you can do that at comments@sistersinterview.com. We do have a website, sistersinterview.com, as well, and a MySpace page that will be updated soon.
Yes, you can see us, or you can visit our MySpace page at myspace.com/sistersinreview.
And that's with the E-N.
E-N, yes.
I-N.
And sisters is A-H.
A-H.
Yes.
All right, well, that does it for today. We will be out on the airwaves in a couple of days with the new premiere of
season 10. Hopefully we'll be a little smoother.
It's been a while.
This has been kind of rough.
It has been rough.
We got out of the groove, so we'll be in better form next week.
All right, I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you in a couple of days.